All right, yes, great way to start out tonight's show. That was the Stanley Clark Trio, and we heard the track, Under the Bridge, and that's a Red Hot Chili Pepper original, but done here in a very straight-ahead jazz style with the Stanley Clark Trio, and that is comprised of Stanley Clark playing that great, great acoustic bass, Hiromi on piano, and Lenny White on drums. Jazz in the Garden is the name of that. And I dig that album, so we're going to hear some more of that right now. We're going to hear a Miles Davis original. This one is Solar.
Thank you. the controversial Miles Davis. We call him controversial because some people like him, some people don't. We love him, and we're trying to get you to love him. And after you hear him tonight, if you're hearing him for the first time, we know that you will love him.
Mm-hmm.
That's Miles Davis from his album, The Broadcast Sessions, recently released, but recorded back, as you can see, in 1958 or 59. Of course, it was a kind of a hokey intro to that before that song. And that track features Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Cannonball Adderley on alto, Red Garland on piano, Wynton Kelly. It's either Red Garland, Bill Evans, or Wynton Kelly on that track. Paul Chambers on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. There's a number of different personnel on that. Not sure which goes with which cut. So before that, we heard another one from the Stanley Clarke album that we opened up the show with. We heard the Miles Davis original Solar. Again, that's from the album Jazz in the Garden. All right, we're going to move on now. As long as we're playing some of the greats as Miles Davis, we're going to play another one, John Coltrane, and we're going to hear Lonnie's Lament. Yes, that is Roy Haynes from his album Birds of a Feather, and we heard the track Yardbird Suite. And yes, that is a Charlie Parker original, and the album is a tribute to Charlie Parker. And there's a great lineup on this one. Get a load of this. It's Roy Haynes on drums, and Roy Haynes played way back in the early 50s with Charlie Parker. It's also got Dave Holland on bass, Roy Hargrove on trumpet, Dave Kokoski on piano player, on piano, and Dave is a killer piano player, by the way, and Kenny Garrett on alto sax. And before that, we heard just a great, great track and a great composition by John Coltrane, and that was the famous John Coltrane Quartet, featuring John Coltrane, of course, on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums, and just a gorgeous song, Lonnie's Lament. All right, time now is 6:35. This is WHUS. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Hope you're enjoying tonight's show. Let me mention my website. You can check out my website over at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And over there, if you dig what you listen to tonight, there's plenty more of this in a podcast. So you can catch up on shows you might have missed. You can subscribe to the podcast and get it downloaded to your computer and synced with your iPod each and every week. And there's also links to some very interesting stuff, including my social networking sites. So you can hook up with me on Facebook or MySpace or check out my YouTubes and all that stuff if you go to jazzandbeyond.com. And also, I'd ask you to listen, check out our website. WHUS has a brand new website. It's very cool. It's got lots of blogs on it. And you could check that out by going to WHUS.org. And a great way to listen to the show also. You can listen to it streaming over the internet. Hear it crystal clear if you have troubles bringing it in on the airwaves. All right. Well, let's see. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. I want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody, and especially you mothers out there. And we're going to play a set with some great female jazz artists. We're going to start out with a brand new one from a clarinetist. Her name is Anat Cohen. This cat can play. I'm telling you, she can really play the clarinet. Not a jazz instrument that I listen to that often. Once very big, big-time jazz instrument back in the days of Benny Goodman. And Anat plays tribute to Benny Goodman on this with some very modern renditions. So let's check that out. This is Anat Cohen. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Christine Jensen from her album Tree Lines, a brand new album. Christine Jensen, just a dynamite alto sax player and also a fine arranger. That album is all arrangements for large ensembles and also includes her sister, Ingrid Jensen, who's a great trumpet player as well. So those are the Jensen sisters. But that album's from Christine Jensen. Again, the name of it is Tree Lines. We heard the track Dark and Stormy Blues. And we start out that set with Anat Cohen, and her album's called Clarinet Works, and you heard the track After You've Gone. All right, let's see. Time now is 6:55. We're going to get into a little Sonny Rollins set right now, and we're going to hear one from an album entitled Green Dolphin Street. We're going to hear Alfie's theme from that one. And this one's on vinyl. We don't play vinyl that much here, but we're going to give it a shot right now. Sonny Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That was a great groove. Yeah, and that is actually from the Alfie soundtrack CD from the movie back in, I don't know what year it was, back in the 60s. 1966, actually, is when that one was recorded. And that features Sonny Rollins on tenor sax. Let's see who the rhythm section is there on that. Walter Booker on bass, Frankie Dunlap on drums, Roger Kellaway on piano. And the arrangement in the background there was by the great Oliver Nelson. And it also features Oliver on tenor sax, Phil Woods on alto, Bob Ashton on tenor, Danny Bank on baritone, and J.J. Johnson on trombone. So that is a great track going back into the 60s, Sonny Rollins, maybe one of the finest tenor players that ever lived. And he's still living on, and he's touring heavily. He's going to be doing a lot of festivals and things this summer, including one, I think he's going to be in Burlington, Vermont, isn't he? Yeah, he'll be in Burlington Festival. I think it's in
June.
All right. So you can check that out. We're going to hear some more of Sonny Rollins because definitely dug that groove. So let's hear some more. This is from his landmark album, The Bridge. Time is 7:08. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM. Thank you.
Ooh.